The social self. Early ideas about the relevance of the social nature of ourselves to the understanding of other people were developed by the German philosopher Max Scheler. Page 72. As part of his work on other minds, he took up the question of how we come to know other people. He rejected the theory of interference, which said that we reason by analogy, that what the other person is doing is analogous to our own state of mind in that situation. However, Scheler believed that all the observer is doing in this act is imputing his own feelings to the other. It's a projection of what we in fact should feel in a similar circumstance. It presumes that you are feeling what I imagine I would feel if I were in your shoes. It tells us very little of the mental state of the other person, and at best merely encourages us to try to imagine what other people might be feeling in that situation. Scheler's own account, originally published in 1913, demands that instead of projecting our feelings onto the other, we, quote, entertain the experiences of other people as if they were our own, unquote. This is from Scheler, 1950.